Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 1st, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced a number of new products yesterday. The Pixel 5 offers a Snapdragon 765G system on a chip, 8GB of RAM, a 90Hz Full HD OLED display with IPX8 water and dust proofing. On the camera side, the Pixel 5 now features an ultra-wide camera rather than a telephoto, along with its 12MP main camera. It supports sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave 5G. It's available for pre-order now for $699, coming to select countries on October 15th and the U.S. on October 29th on Verizon, Google Fi, and Unlocked. The Pixel 4a 5G, meanwhile, offers a few upgrades on the standard Pixel 4a, aside from the inclusion of that 5G modem. It also ups the screen size from a 5.8-inch OLED to 6.2 inches and uses that same Snapdragon 765G chipset. It costs $499, comes in black and white, and will be available in Japan on October 15th and Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Taiwan, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. in November. Google also released a new Chromecast, a $50 streaming dongle that can now stream without the use of a smartphone. It runs Google TV and comes with a dedicated remote with a Google Assistant button with support for 4K and HDR content. It doesn't launch with Stadia streaming support, but Google says that will arrive in the first half of 2021. Google also announced that Google Play movies and TV apps will be merged into a new app called Google TV. And Google announced the Nest Audio Smart Speaker, a $99 fabric-covered speaker that ships on October 5th. It supports pairing multiple speakers for stereo sound and supports the standard functions of a Google Assistant-powered smart speaker. Google claims it's 75% louder than the outgoing Google Home speaker. Google is also launching Google News Showcase, which will feature news stories in panels that allow publishers to package stories with timelines, bullets, and related articles for greater context. Google News Showcase initially launches in Germany and Brazil on Android's Google News app, with plans to bring it soon to iOS and eventually integrating the panels into Discover and Search. Google will pay publishers $1 billion over the next 3 years to create and curate content for News Showcase, with Google offering free access to select paywalled articles on some participating publishers' sites. Google announced it signed deals with over 200 publishers in Germany, Brazil, Argentina, Canada, the UK, and Australia. Microsoft unveiled the 12.4-inch Surface Laptop Go. The laptop offers a 1536x1024 resolution, includes 10th-generation Intel Core i5 processor with either 4 or 8 gigabytes of memory, as well as either 64 gigabytes of eMMC storage on the base model, or 128GB or 256GB SSD options. It weighs 2.45 pounds and comes with a 720p webcam, USB-C and USB-A port, supports Wi-Fi 6 and fast charging, and includes a fingerprint reader on higher-end models. The laptop ships on October 13th, starting at $549.99. Microsoft also announced a refresh to the Surface Pro X, which now uses the SQ2 processor. Microsoft did not specify performance improvements of the new chip, other than saying it was the fastest processor in its class. Microsoft also said the Pro X offers 15 hours of battery life compared to 13 on the original and is available in a new platinum finish. The updated Surface Pro X is available for pre-order now, starting at $1,499 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage, shipping October 13th. Microsoft also announced that emulation of 64-bit x86 apps for Windows on ARM will roll out to Windows insiders in November, with plans to bring it to all Windows users in 2021. Microsoft said it will also update Edge to be faster and more efficient on ARM, and will release a native Microsoft Teams client for the platform. Twitch unveiled a new product called Soundtrack on Wednesday, letting streamers play music while they're live. If music is copyrighted, streamers can't use it while they're streaming unless they have the rights to those songs. Soundtrack is a separate app that integrates with streaming software like OBS, Streamlabs OBS, and Twitch Studio. It separates the music stream into its own channel and broadcasts it separately so that Twitch can automatically strip the music from VOD of a live stream. At the bottom of the stream, a widget displays what song is currently playing and updates live. If the artist has a Spotify page and a Twitch channel, those links get displayed too. The founder of the Indian fitness startup GoKey, Vishal Gundal, confirmed to TechCrunch that dozens of executives from nearly every top startup and firm in India attended a call this week to discuss creating a third-party Android app store. Reportedly on the call were executives from India's most valuable startup, Paytm, as well as Make My Trip, Policy Bazaar, Razorpay, and ShareChat. This comes as Google has reiterated the need for apps on the Play Store to use Google's Play billing for transactions. On the call, executives reportedly commented that Google's 30% commission on transactions was unfeasible in the market. Android currently accounts for 99% of India's smartphone market. GitHub launched a code scanning tool Wednesday so developers can identify vulnerabilities in their code before it gets deployed to the public. The new feature comes from GitHub's acquisition of code analysis platform Semoli from Microsoft last year. Semoli said at the time it would make its CodeQL analysis engine available natively across all open source and enterprise repositories. And finally, IBM and Dr. Mariba Jha at the University of Texas at Austin launched the open source Space Situational Awareness Project, designed to track space junk and determine where it will be in the future. Current space junk tracking is physics-based, which requires extremely precise location information from often imprecise earthbound sensors. The SSA project plans to use machine learning to create a model to determine when standard physics-based tracking incorrectly predicts where space junk will be. Data for training the model came from the United States Strategic Command and trained a model to predict the path of all space junk in low Earth orbit. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.